And now this is a dictation for Lori, L-O-R-I, Hibbs, H-I-B-B-S, September 359. Address as a letter to Dr. McCannon, M-C-C-O-N-N-O-N, 953-5329. And Dr. Lee, L-E, at 839-6221. Dear doctors, follow up for Mrs. Hibbs with chronic kidney disease, diabetes, hypertension. She has lung cancer, has been followed with Dr. Lee, L-E, and chemotherapy, monoclonal antibodies, last visit in March, doing radiotherapy to be completed next week, complaining of feeling tired all the time, minor discomfort but no severe pain. She's able to do all her housework activities. The new problem is the feeling lightheadedness, appetite is down, although weight is stable, 3 small meals a day without vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, no decrease in urination, cloudiness or blood, takes iron pills, denies chest pain palpitation, denies orthopnea PND, stable dyspnea, no oxygen. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight the Lasix, Hydralazine, Norvasc, Coric. Next paragraph, blood pressure at home, 150s over 70s, weight 237. She's able to speak in full sentences, no severe respiratory distress. She's alert for intestine 3. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistry from April, creatinine 2.69, which is stable over the last 6 months. Present GFR 18 in stage 4. Normal sodium potassium acid base. PTH elevated 157. Normal calcium, albumin, phosphorus. Gross proteinuria. There is anemia 9.4 with a normal white blood cell, a normal platelet count. Next paragraph, I review notes from Dr. Lee, L-E, bone metastasis, non-small cell carcinoma of the right lung, and prior invasive ductal carcinoma of the left breast. She is on chemotherapy, including, she has completed chemotherapy, including carboplatin and Taxol, T-A-X-O-L. There is a bone metastasis to L5, biopsy proving adenocarcinoma. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 4. At the same time, there is no indication for dialysis, no gross symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or pulmonary edema. Continue chemistry on a regular basis. We do dialysis for GFR less than 15 and symptoms. Next number, metastatic adenocarcinoma of the lungs, as indicated above, with L5 metastasis, avoiding anti-inflammatory agents, completing radiation treatment, side effects of feeling tired all the time. Next number, hypertension, systolic, fair control. Next number, anemia. Dr. Lee decided for treatment because of active cancer. Next number, secondary hyperparathyroidism. Continue to monitor. Next number, prior proteinuria non-nephrotic range. Next number, continue chemistry in a regular basis to decide for adjustments for potassium acid-base calcium phosphorus. So far, all of them is stable. End of dictation.